Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll look at Sunday's games. Horvat is not with me today. Ryan Horvat is on Bed Sweats on the Radio.com app coming up. So you guys in the Radio.com app world will be able to party together. You've just got me today, bud.
What's going on, Bart? Great to be with you on this Football Friday, my friend.
Oh, man, I'm ready. And I like that it's my team in it, although if they do lose, you know, then it makes the second game harder to watch, but we'll see what happens. I don't want to think there. The Packers are four-point favorites. Is that right around where they should be? I know they're at home. There is a home field advantage. The fans will make a difference, even if it's just 8,000-9,000. They were loud last Saturday. They will be loud again this weekend. 4 points, Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady.
No, I think the line is pretty much right where it needs to be. I think Green Bay definitely deserves to be over a field goal favorite, and like you said, either 3.5 or 4, depending on when you're looking right now, including over at the Bet River Sportsbook. I think the total's pretty much spot on as well. Like, it's very rare this time of year where I'm going to be like, wow, like, this line's incorrect. This total's way off. I mean, it's the sharpest sport in the world in terms of the betting market, and there's only 3 games left, so we know that the numbers are going to be really sharp. So I think the number is exactly where it needs to be. Now, I will say, I think as far as playing the spread is concerned, I think I want to bet Tampa Bay +3.5. That doesn't mean that I think the Bucs are going to win the game. I think the Packers will probably win, but I think this is going to be a very close game. And an angle part that I want to take here, and curious what you think as someone that works in, you know, the media in Wisconsin and obviously a big Packers fan, someone who covers the team, right, and then follows the team as a fan, where we've seen so many times this year, including the Week 6 matchup that these two teams played each other, where the Packers are a real front-running team, right, and they get off to, like, big leads. The first 15 plays always go well. They're hyper-efficient. They're ruthless on offense, regardless of opponent. They get in the end zone early. Then they get in the end zone again, and they build up this big lead. And then, kind of like the foot comes off the accelerator a little bit. We've seen it happen in many games this season. Carolina comes to mind because the Panthers covered that spread, obviously. And certainly in Week 6 against Tampa. Now, we can throw that game out a little bit because, you know, the Packers are not going to wave the white flag midway through the second half in a playoff game like they did in that game. They're coming off the bye there. That was a weird game. I'm willing to kind of throw that result out. But we've also seen the Buccaneers this season with Brady start slow in a number of games, whether it was last week against the New Orleans Saints. We remember the Atlanta game falling behind, the Kansas City game where they fall behind and then Brady's able to lead them back as he's done throughout his legendary career. So I'm looking at a scenario here where I think the Packers will be able to get out to an early lead, and then I think the Bucs are going to come back late. So Packers first quarter, Packers first half, Bucs second half, Bucs live bet probably sounds like a good strategy to me. Get a good number on the Bucs. Maybe like if you get imagine like +7.5 with Brady and the Bucs. I would imagine they could cover that number here. So that's kind of my strategy for playing this game would be I think the Packers will do their thing early and the Bucs will do their thing late. I do think the Packers will likely emerge victorious, but I don't see it being by more than 3 points, so I'm willing to take those 3.5 with Tom Brady at the Bucs.
Yeah, I don't see a Tampa blowout again. I could see a big number for the Packers if, because Tampa has started slow, and if they can knock Brady around, if they can pressure him right away, you know, and then he goes to the sideline and he's wearing the old man cold coat, maybe they can make a nice gap there and run away with this one. I think most of us, though, are going to think that it's close. If the Packers take a lead and then the Bucs start chipping away, there will be heartbreak. There will be panic. There will be shades of the 2014 NFC Championship game when they were up, 16-0 on Seattle.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. And I bet the Packers in that game, money line. I was convinced Green Bay was going to win that game. You know, Mike McCarthy, I know he's got the street named after him. Great, whatever. Mike McCarthy kicking 2 short field goals at the beginning of that game to go up 6-0, like lost the game right there. And like, I'm pretty sure I was live tweeting this game when it happened, probably tweeted some terrible things about my bet. But, like, I remember even saying, like, in tweeting, like, McCarthy just lost the game. Like, everyone wants to look at Brandon Bostic and then, like, the touchdown in overtime. It's like,
yeah.
The Packers lost that game on the two early field goals in Seattle to go up 6-0 after two great drives to start the game. And it's interesting. I don't think LaFleur would do that, A. And I think if he wanted to do it, Rodgers would just be like, no, I'm staying on the field. We're going to score touchdowns. So I don't think that you'll get that, Packers fans. I don't think that will happen this week. But I will say, you know, and I said, you know, I take Bucks plus 3.5. I haven't decided yet. I may not bet this game, but before, like, pre-flop, as far as the full game spread is concerned, because, like, you make a great point. Packers go up 14-0. Like, can the Bucks come back? Like, yes, of course. Like, Tampa can score points, but, like, can they outscore Green Bay by 14 though to win the game? And, like, that's where I'm like, yeah, you know, Tampa's a pass funnel defense. They're a great team that's stopping the run, so I don't think that we're going to see, like, Aaron Jones have a monster game on the ground. But, I mean, you know, that means more Aaron Rodgers throwing, which I feel like is, you know, always a good thing. And the Bucs dodged a major bullet last week against the Saints. Like, this was one of those games where they start slowly, and it was kind of mirrored the NFC Championship game in a way, not apples to apples, that Packers-Seahawks game, where it could have been 14-0 early last week in New Orleans. Instead, it's 6-0, and then the Bucs are able to kind of do their thing thanks to some turnovers and come back in that game. So I think the first quarter, and certainly the first half, certainly will be huge in this game. I think the first quarter is going to be monstrous, where if the Packers can get out to a lead, it's going to be difficult for the Bucks to come back, or at least come back to win the game, come back to cover the spread. They can certainly do. So that's how I'm looking to play this, I think, would be Packers first quarter, Packers first half, wait for a better number on Tampa Live and pounce on it when I get it.
I like the fact, as we talked to Nick Costos, You Better You Bet on the radio.com app. I like the fact that the Packers last few weeks have played, you know, the Rams. Okay, that was a playoff game. They beat them by 14. The Bears, 8-8, but they were a playoff team. They beat them by 19. The Titans, they beat them by 26. And the Buccaneers, they've beaten the Saints, which playoff team, but their quarterback can't throw. They beat Washington, Taylor Heineke. That was a fun night. They've beaten the Falcons a couple of times. The Packers are more battle-tested coming into this one. The thing that scares me is...
That's not fair. That's not fair. I mean, they've got the most battle-tested quarterback of all time.
Oh, that's where I'm going. That's what scares me. It's Tom Brady. And I know that nobody wants to bet against Tom Brady. I just feel like there's an incredible, like, luck factor with... Like, it's Tom... I can't... The Packers, if they had any other quarterback, they're winning this game. But Tom Brady, dude, this guy is just so hard to ever count out.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, I think, Bart, you're a fan the way that I'm a fan, like a football fan, like we work in the media, but, like, I have a feeling that you'd kind of feel the same way and, like, would have the same investment in this stuff, even if you weren't, if you didn't have this job. And it's the same for me. And in the 30 years, I'm 37, and I've been watching the NFL obsessively since I was 7, so it's 30 years for me now. I think this is the most anticipated championship Sunday maybe since, like, 1993, when it was Bills Chiefs with Kelly and Montana, as opposed to Mahomes and Josh Allen. And now with Aikman and Young in that one, now we have Brady and Rodgers. Like, it's as good as it gets. And this quarterback battle is legendary. And I think it may turn out, you know, after it's said and done, to be kind of a referendum on, like, the career arc of these two, where, you know, Brady's got the rings, but Rodgers is the more talented player. I don't think anyone would argue that. And I think it's kind of going to turn into a referendum, maybe not on Brady, but certainly on Rodgers. And I think it's interesting. And, you know, I certainly understand where Packers fans are coming from. As a Giants fan, who had to face Brady in 2 Super Bowls, thankfully my team emerged victorious in both. I certainly get how nerve-wracking it would be to go against, you know, Brady in a big spot like this. I've been there. I've been through it. But, I mean, I would just say, if you're a Packers fan, like, yeah, like, they've got Brady. You guys have got Rodgers, though, man. And, like, there's a case to be made that Rodgers is the GOAT, not Tom Brady. And, like, that's a conversation for a different day, but... I mean, it's not like the quarterback you guys have is any slouch either. So I think that while it's appropriate for Packers fans to feel this way, I think any Bucks fan that is deluding themselves into thinking, well, you know, we got Brady, so we've got this, I think is vastly mistaken because of the quarterback. You know, the number 12 in green and gold, just as good as the quarterback in 12 and whatever the hell the color the Bucks wear now, pewter or whatever.
What do you like with the over-under? It's at 51.5 I got.
I like the over. I wouldn't say I love it. I think that, again, the number is, like, really spot on. And, like, sorry for people that are, like, want me to come on and, like, pound the table and be like, yeah, I love this. I mean, I like it. But, again, it's not like we have, there's, like, a major edge to be had on it. I do think the Packers will be able to score, and then the Bucks will get into catch-up mode. When I kind of workshop a final score in my head for this game, I'm thinking, like, I don't know, 27-24 Packers, something like that, which would put it like right at 51. Maybe we get like, I don't know, 31-27, which would obviously push it over the total if that were the case. But I don't know that I feel strongly enough in it at this point in the week to bet it. But I do. But if I were to bet the total, I would bet the over.
Mahomes is going to play in this other game. I think that we're all at that point. They're a one-point favorite, at least where they opened. I think they're at 3 now, the Chiefs over the Bills. What do you like there?
Well, you know, I want to make sure that Mahomes is going to play. And it really depends on what people's, you know, risk management tolerances, right, which are risk tolerances. The line tells you Mahomes is going to play. And if it's Chad Henne, and I've seen some people, like odds makers, say, like, oh, you know, it'd be Bills minus 3 if Chad Henne starts. Well, that's really cute for odds makers to say that. But you know who, like, actually decides what the number is going to be? Like, the people that are betting big into it will decide what the number is going to be, not the odds makers. They can open it if they want Bills minus 3. That puppy's going up to Bills minus 6, 6.5 or 7 if it's Chad Henne. So the fact that this number is currently at 3 right now and has been at 3 for the balance of the week obviously tells you that Patrick Mahomes is going to play. So I think what it really comes down to at this juncture in time right now is what kind of your risk tolerance level is. Like, if you want to bet the Chiefs now, operating under the assumption that we'll get Patrick Mahomes, which is not a lock, looks good, probably will happen, right, but not a lock, you're going to get a better number on Kansas City right now, right, because once Mahomes is announced as a starter, this number will not close at 3. It'll go up to 3.5 at worst, maybe even go up to 4. So if you want to take some risk now, but there is risk associated with that Mahomes either A, doesn't play in the game, or B, doesn't finish the game, because remember, it's not just this, you know, nerve or I love how they're calling it a nerve when, like, we all watch this dude, like, barely able to walk off the field on Sunday, but whatever, nerve, concussion, whatever it is. He's also got a toe injury, right? So it's not just, even if he's cleared and he clears concussion protocol or whatever, he's still got a toe injury, right? So it depends on what your risk tolerance is. If you can tolerate that and you want to lay 3, you're going to get the best of the number with the Kansas City Chiefs if Mahomes is the starting quarterback. Conversely here, I think that if you want to bet the Bills, wait, right? Wait for Mahomes to get announced the starter. Get a better number. Get 3.5. Get 4 with Buffalo. But then you run the risk of maybe, you know, what happens then if Mahomes is ruled out and it's Henne and all of a sudden it's minus 6 and you lose that opportunity. So I think it's likely that Mahomes is going to play, but I think the decision that every bettor has to make is, you know, am I comfortable taking this risk now, still with some unknown as to whether Mahomes is going to play or not?
Nick, appreciate your time. We'll chat during Super Bowl week, unless you want to talk Pro Bowl Madden or whatever the hell they're doing next week. I think we'll just talk Super Bowl week.
Great. Well, you guys hit me up and let me know. Love to get up early in the morning and talk with you guys. Bart, appreciate you. Wishing you guys wishing everyone great luck this weekend. And then Minimal Sweats winning bets on the bets, of course, and the absolute best of luck.
Thank you, Nick. Good stuff. Nick Kostos. You better, you bet. Check that out on the radio.com app. He's on Twitter at the Kostos. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.